From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's a look at some of the stories we're following at this hour. A new motorcycle helmet law goes into effect today in Delaware. The law holds that everyone who obtains a new motorcycle endorsement and anyone riding with them must wear a helmet and eye protection for 2 years after receiving the endorsement. Motorcyclists age 19 and younger are currently required to wear both at all times, and adult riders are required to have protection on hand. Lifeguards will be staying on the job at Delaware State Parks after Labor Day. DENREC plans to continue patrols at Cape Henlopen State Park and Delaware Seashore State Parks. They will be at the ocean swimming areas on weekends from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through the 24th. After this weekend, all Delaware State Park beaches will go unguarded on weekdays. And heavy artillery took to the skies over Seaford Thursday. A crane lifted a 7,000-pound World War I-era cannon from the grounds of the American Legion Nanticoke Post 6. The field artillery piece was made in 1918 to train gunners at the Aberdeen Proving Ground, but has been in Seaford since 1931 and is starting to show its age. Now the cannon will undergo restoration, including new paint and refurbished wheels.
If everything comes together, we're going to try to rededicate the piece to the veterans here Veterans Day.
Be sure to join us for WBOC News. From the Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.